This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early spring, the 12th week of the natural year. The old year, last year, lost its power over me at some point in the middle of winter. After leaf drop, there was a lingering sense of the canopy, remnants reminding me of what had been there before. Certain shrubs and trees kept their leaves longer than others, the honeysuckles and the pears and the oaks. Their foliage trickled away during December, and then I became distracted by cold and snow. Berries dwindled after Christmas. Then January stripped away so much time from December nights, setting the birds singing and promising things they could not deliver soon enough for me. Then I instinctively looked for pieces of the new year to measure, finally tiring of dealing with the old pieces. Measuring one thing is always about measuring something else. The questions about spring ask me questions about something different. Ask about time and shades of loss and reconciliation. For some reason, I picture people separated from me like seasons, and I wonder about the perennial return of their images and the power of their continued presence that slide into sync with my body's earthly year and tell me stories. It's odd that issues so unlike blend together here. But this is February. Almost everything lies below the surface, everything that has been and is still to come. And my feelings slowly rise through the mulch like spring, run over me and push me out into the coming year. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early spring. In the meantime, listen for your own stories of spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.